welcome back to the Rational Revolution. Hey, you know, if you like the show and you want to listen to it again, because that's Joe Walsh and I don't blame you, go to civicmedia.us. All of the episodes that we have recorded are all there. I love sending people there because there's so many resources. You can sign up for, you know, news alerts and follow the show. There's even a little tab which shows our coverage area. So if you're going on a trip and you don't want to lose your favorite show, check it out. It's a lot of good stuff on there, especially the Rational Revolution, old episodes of us. You can hear me. Why wouldn't you? Good fun times. You know, I want to talk a little bit about, like, where do we go? And, you know, there's a lot. There's so much that's happening, and we talk about the wall of sound and the flood the zone with excrement. And it's frustrating because so much of this is awful. Talk about Greenland, right? Just for example, you know, we talk about we need Greenland and all of this noise, like the Grinch. All the noise. But there's so much. And then within those those subtexts, there's even more. And so it's hard to pick and choose what you get upset about and what you get angry about. And it's really hard. And I, with all respect to people protesting and to, like, we have to do a better job at that. You know, I saw at the, there was a protest of what happened in Venezuela, which, I mean, look, protesting, that's all we got right now. That, you know, there's one branch of government. It's all the same. And so what we have to do is we have to use our voices. I get it. But then when you look at the protests and someone is, and it's more than one person, there's a lot of people that are doing this, holding up a sign that says Free Maduro. Like, oh God, come on. You know, stop giving people the platform to call us idiots. And I understand the argument. And this is a tightrope to walk right here too. And I started talking about it with Joe Walsh earlier. I understand the argument of the stolen land thing. I get it. But when we're protesting ICE being here, we have to focus. We have to focus. And there's time to talk about that. There's time. But in reality, guys, we're not going to go back and relitigate that. It sucks. It's awful. I understand. But the arguments and the fights that we are having is for basic survival, right? I mean, like, right now, the United States is facing NATO having joint exercises, show of force and unity, like I said with Joe Walsh, not to show that to Russia and to China, but to show that unity to us, to the United States of America. This is not America first. This is America alone. Can you imagine what that would be? There's so much that is happening. And if I were in a position to, you know, advise any candidate for anything coming up this fall, the argument has to be simple, pure, to the point. Republicans are hurting you, and I will stop that. Republicans are hurting you. I will stop that. That has to be. Because they say, well, all you are is against Trump. All you are, you know, you have nothing. You have no substance. Look at the alternative. Tariffs that is making everything more expensive, from cars to computers to your freaking razor that you shave with in the morning to food. Immigration raids. You know, in Minneapolis, I'm going to tell you this. I have a friend that lives in Minneapolis, and what happened there, the day of or the day after Ms. Good was killed, ICE tear gassed students at a high school coming out. They were assaulting students at a local high school blocks away from where Renee Good was killed. And the district of Minneapolis, school district, decided that they needed to literally shut down the schools for 2 days because ICE is making things so much more dangerous for their freaking students. Guys, what the hell are we doing? This is not normal. This is not okay. And for Joe Walsh to say that he knows Republicans and conservatives that love this, screw you guys. You love this? This is what makes America great? Bull crap. This is, like, I'd love to say that this is embarrassing, but that's putting it mildly. This is disgusting. This is un-American. Man, we got a lot of freaking ground to make up here, guys. Ugh. I hate ending the show on such a sour note. But Joe Walsh said off the air, right before we started, I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "Man, we have an opportunity to make all of this right." So I'll end with that. How are we doing? This is a beautiful day because we've got an opportunity to right all of these wrongs. But it's up to us. You can't just sit back. But what you can do is tune in next week to The Rational Revolution, where we are here for you and we'll help right the ship, baby. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week on The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Damn.